Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurance carriers are increasingly looking to the latest technologies to enhance their claims management efficiency, customer engagement, and fraud detection efforts. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Maroun Mourad, President of Verisk Claims Solutions. Maroun, so glad you could join us today.
John, great talking to you again. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better, and great talking with you as well. So before we jump in, what lies ahead for claims risk management? Let's take a quick look at the claims industry from 2023 to the beginning of 2024. Are you noticing any noticeable trends there, Maroun?
Yes, John, I'm happy to go there. And I think first, it's probably important for us to remember what remained actually constant before getting into the changes. And from my discussions with chief claims officers, senior executives, all the way down to folks that wake up every morning and serve customers, the industry's unwavering commitment has remained constant to effectively wake up every day and put people, communities, and businesses back on their feet after a loss. So that's really great news. Now, it would be an understatement to say that the industry operating and underwriting results have been tough over the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. The underwriting losses in 22 were $26.9 billion and 23, about $38 billion of underwriting loss. And that is effectively around a 40% increase year on year, whereas the premiums only grew about 7.5%. And the resulting combined ratios for the entire industry in the US, the P&C industry hovering at 104, 109 for personal lines and about 97 for commercial. So what has changed at a high level, you asked, against the backdrop of these changes? And of course, we can always layer on social and economic inflation as well as frequency and severity of storms and extreme events. Overall, there seems to be an appetite and increased adoption for process automation in the industry, deployment of advanced analytics and artificial intelligence in the claim space. The insurers we've been engaged with, and we've been very intentional about engagement at different levels in the claims space, they're leveraging data analytics to enhance areas such as fraud detection that you alluded to earlier, improve the accuracy of claim settlements, and streamlining the overall claims process to achieve better CX, but also pay what they owe. It's, as you know, John, our business is complex. It's a journey, that transformation with a capital J. And given the headwinds of talent shortage, legacy or spaghetti tech, and overall resistance to change, the transformation will take some time. There isn't a silver bullet, as you know, and in my humble opinion, the magic really happens at the intersection of deep domain insurance expertise, plus data analytics and technology. And this is what customers are playing back to us.
Interesting. Now, Verisk just wrapped up its annual claims conference. It's called Elevate. As you were talking to senior level executives, what challenges or tasks are top of mind for them this year?
Yes, thank you for the question. Actually, we wrapped up two of our largest conferences. One is Elevate, that focuses on the restoration industry, and the second with the NICB, the National Insurance Crime Bureau's IFM, that focuses on fraud. And if I may, John, before delving into the specific lines of business or conferences, what's been top of mind for chief claims officers and other senior industry execs across the entire ecosystem? Because it does take a village to properly handle claims, are four things at a high level. Accuracy, pay what you owe, expense, loss adjustment expenses, operating expenses and inflation, customer experience, otherwise affectionately referred to as CX, and number four, compliance, the enhanced regulatory scrutiny and the topic of fairness, whether it be on the rating underwriting side or at point of claims triage and settlement. Now, for property, as you know, Elevate is the global premier property restoration conference that brings together insurers, independent adjusters, contractors, technologists, and et cetera. Basically, the entire ecosystem shows up every year around Valentine's Day in Utah, where our claims estimation business is. And though the conference is hosted and organized by Verisk, I like to think of it as really the restoration insurance industry property conference. Now, some background here for property is perhaps helpful. The estimated insured losses in 23 exceeded around $65 billion, with storm activity, as you know, registering around 27 events or 28 events in excess of $1 billion each. Now, that's the highest frequency of event designated for a single year by Verisk's own PCS history at 74 events. We also had in 23 the first Pacific Coast tropical event, which was quite game-changing, and it affected California, Arizona, and Nevada. Now, extreme events are not going away, whether you're looking at frequency or severity. So against that backdrop, again, what are customers saying? We've registered at Elevate four things that are important to customers. One, about 42% of our attendees highlighted hiring and talent and labor shortage as a top challenge they are facing, with some insurers pointing out that 50% of their staff changed over the past 2 to 3 years. Number two, a vast majority, actually over 90%, are most interested in exploring new technologies, generative AI, and automation digitization to help them overcome their challenges, including talent shortage. Number three, about 43% mentioned that technological capabilities were the areas in their businesses that are in most need of improvement, pointing to the massive technical debt slash legacy, I like to also call it spaghetti tech, that you find across the industry. And last but not least, over 55% of our clients have mentioned climate resilience, resilient construction practices to build greater resiliency. And if I may just go over quickly to the second large event in the first quarter, IFM, Insurers Fraud Management, which is the largest gathering globally of anti-fraud leaders. And we host this in collaboration with our partner, the NICB, the Coalition Against Fraud, and IAS, who also contribute. There were three takeaways. One, you know, fraud was and remains and will probably always be a network problem that not a single insurer can solve. So coming together as an industry, collaborating is very helpful. The Coalition Against Insurance Fraud last year put the number of total fraud in the U.S. across life and health and P&C at almost $308 billion a year. That's a massive, massive number. And more collaboration to protect the ultimate consumer and the industry is needed. We at Verisk are doing our part by announcing an open ecosystem in the anti-fraud space, which is exactly what we did in property, in order to facilitate that interconnectivity that should help solve problems in the fraud space.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So you talked a little bit about customer experience there, CX as you called it, and I have to admit I never heard that term before, but I like it. How is the insurance industry managing the need for a faster claims processing with the customer need for a better experience?
John, the billion-dollar question. Actually, this is a very hot topic, as you probably know, in the industry, and it came up recently during a panel that I held at Elevate with two former chief claims officers and a couple of industry leaders from the restoration industry. In the claims world, it's referred to, as you know, as STP, straight-through processing. Straight-through processing seems to be a topic that generates a lot of debate.
A ton these days, yes, you're right.
Yes, sir. And there are generally two schools of thought here. Those who are in favor of speed, automation, enhanced CX, customer experience, and those who are more concerned with rising indemnity costs and fraud, who advocate for a bit less speed and a lot more caution. I think this will continue to be a healthy and ongoing debate. And here are some questions I heard behind closed doors when talking to senior executives in the automation, claims, technology, and fraud space. Do ultimate customers expect sub-second claims settlements or good and accurate claim servicing without reworks? That's one question. Another is, are insurers, as the industry, willing to improve net promoter score or customer loyalty score by 1% by speeding things up, even if this leads to a 1% increase in the overall loss ratio? Big question there. Now, to be clear, everyone agreed that more needs to get done in terms of technology simplification, filling the talent shortages, so on and so forth. And accuracy, which really stands for or means paying what we owe, seems to be the top of mind for insurers, which is totally understandable given the industry results over the past couple of years, John.
Interesting. Now, when looking at emerging technologies, including generative AI, what products or technologies are being deployed and how are insurers taking advantage of them?
Yes. So, you know, the topic of innovation is a big one. And even when you narrow it down to innovation and technology, you wonder whether we're necessarily talking about just products, processes, so on and so forth. There is a consensus among our customers and ourselves here at Verisk that innovation, first and foremost, needs to be driven by the desire to solve customer problems and not just randomly looking for a problem to solve. The industry ecosystem partners should not be aspirational innovators. They should be very focused innovators. That's certainly the trajectory we are on here at Verisk, focused on solving customer issues. So you've got a couple of areas here. From an accuracy perspective, fraud fighting is top of mind, and developing more sophisticated methods to help the industry and consumers fight fraud is top of mind from an innovation analytic perspective. From a general AI perspective, I'll tell you what we're doing here to help the bodily injury space. As you probably read in the news lately, we deployed our first commercialized and scalable casualty solution. It's called Discovery Navigator. What it does for customers is that it helps better triage, vet, negotiate, and ultimately settle bodily injury claims. And what we heard customers asking for, so read basically, this is how you can deliver value to me. One is data ingestion and data organization using optical character recognition methods and other analytic methods. When they get a file with hundreds of pages and records and prescription records, ICD codes, comorbidities, etc. So this technology helps organize and ingest the data. And two, Discovery Navigator provides an executive GenAI generated summary of the file, which is something that per file insurers may spend hours on. Now, I can't speak as to how others are doing it in the industry, but for us, this breakthrough technology and analytics were developed and supervised by Verisk medical staff of doctors and nurses, as well as legal staff. Because you can have a great algorithm or model, but unless it sits on reliable data or strained on reliable data, used ethically and supervised by professionals, you don't know what outcome it is going to deliver. In the property space, automating the adjusting process to drive more accuracy, speed, and basically lower friction between the contractor, the independent adjuster, in terms of number of iterations it takes to provide an estimate is critical. And our property estimating solutions team, the Xactware family of product, has certainly deployed GenAI and other analytic methods to help the industry in that space. And we've already talked about
that. Well, this has been a great conversation, and that's a claim I think we can all agree on. Maroun, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John. Great being with you again. Appreciate it.
That was Maroun Mourad, president of Verisk Claim Solutions, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by contacting our Advertising Services Business Development Team at 908-882-1706.